Hey, folks, Dan Furrow back for today's Tuesdays, or Stock Talk Tuesdays. So today we're going to talk about cybersecurity because I'm going to explain to you how I kind of think when I do my investments. I have a lot of investments in bonds because I just turned 60, as you guys know, and I need basically all my assets to stay calm and produce some income for me. So I'm a little bit different than you out there that are in your 20s. So I want to explain to you guys, you know, what the Dow Jones is and how to invest and what the thinking is behind investments and how you really dig into an investment once you decide on what you've decided to invest in. So here's what we're looking at. So think about 2, 3, 4 months ago when everybody's like, okay, you got to get out of the stock market because it's going to crash. We've been hearing crash, crash, crash for a long time. Especially if you watch my channel, I try to debunk a lot of the crash in real estate videos that we've been doing a pretty good job over the last couple of years with that. You do have some markets in the area that in real estate have dropped, but no crash. And then people are saying, okay, get out of stocks, especially last year. You got to get out of stocks. And everybody was saying, put your money into money markets and CDs. Well, if you did that, you missed this. And just not too long ago, I also said, folks, just relax, stay in your investments, because here's what happens most of the time. You're going to panic sell like people did, I think it was about a month or two ago, when a lot of people just start seeing the tariff deals coming and so forth, and they're like, okay, start freaking out. And you saw the Dow Jones one day down 1,000 points. Well, if you're a novice investor, you probably dumped your stocks at that point. And then what you do is you focus in on and you watch your stock, that stock that you sold, you see it drop a little bit more, but a little bit more from where you panic sold that was low anyways. And then you see it kind of turn around and start to come back. And then you monitor it, and then it goes up, and you're like, okay, I can't miss the rally again this time, and you buy back in, and you probably bought higher than where you sold last time. So not a good investment strategy. So here what I try to explain to you guys is you have to buy solid investments, and we diversify them, and that's why we talk about cryptos and stocks and real estate. I'm actually a real estate, mortgage loan officer, so if you're out there looking to buy any real estate, I'd love to be able to help you with that. But we're here to focus in on these things, and so let's dive into my thinking, what we're going to look at today. So we know there's uncertainty all over the world. We had the Gaza, the area through there, and then we had Russia, Ukraine. Now we have the Israel and Iran. And a lot of them, there are a lot of countries that they don't have the capabilities to strike us militarily. So then you start thinking, what's another way that I can invest in security? So today we're going to take a look at two different things, and I'm going to show you why. Okay, so when you look at the news, let's just take a broad look at the news. Stock rally amid Israel-Iran truce. So we had bombings there. We don't have to go very far. Let's see, decades, here's a key testimony, Robotox, Prudential, Trump amps, oil's all over the place because of the Middle East unrest. Well, I don't have to really go into a lot of the, you guys know there's unrest in the Middle East. Okay, so that's been going on for years and decades. So how do you, I guess, how can you prosper off of this? So kind of let's take a deep dive into this. So about a year ago, coming up on a year ago, we started a portfolio. A friend of mine came out and said, Dan, you talk about a lot of these things, but why don't you show people kind of, or make a mock portfolio to show people how to invest, and you can monitor it over time. So what I did is I went into Yahoo Finance, and you can even do this. It's go into Yahoo Finance for free, go into My Portfolio, and just click it and create a portfolio that you can monitor and see how this works for you before you really truly put your money into it. So let's get over to the portfolio that we created. So we keep adding to this. I'm not going to keep adding and continually have just a huge portfolio, but let's dive into the stock portfolio that we have and some ideas that you guys might think of when it comes to these things. So there's not a ton of people on this video today, and usually my stock talks don't get it. So if you have a question out there, feel free to ask. There's only, there's not a lot of people that join me live. A lot of people review this afterwards, but if you have a question, folks, please ask it. Okay, so what we did over time, we've created this. We started back in, let's see when this was. I think it was back in September of 2024. We start adding to this position, these positions, and I've always been a fan of Berkshire Hathaway, but here's the stocks that we own. So if you're new to the stock market, when you look to buy a stock, like a company, like Microsoft or something like that, it comes with a ticker symbol. Okay, the ticker symbol is how you buy its stock. So if you want to figure out what it is, you'll go to Yahoo Finance and just go up through here, and you want to say, okay, what is Microsoft? So that's Microsoft, okay, right there. and it's going to give you this right through here. Microsoft Corporation, that's the one we have. So you can see MSFT. So that's the ticker symbol. So if you called your broker or you tried to trade this, Microsoft goes by the symbol MSFT. So that's what you're going to see in a lot of these areas through here. Okay, so we added our positions. This is Bitcoin. This is Berkshire Hathaway. And there's other positions in here. We added steel recently, not too long ago. And here's our returns over through here. We have Bitcoin, which is up 119%. We have Berkshire Hathaway. This is my all-time favorite, and I had a lot of people, you know, complain about this, saying, "Dan, you know, over long term it was good, but now that I just completely went blank." Berkshire Hathaway's CEO Warren Buffett is, now that he's retiring, a lot of steam came out of the sales on this thing. So, you know, we'll focus in on that. But then we start looking at things like this. XLF. What is an XLF? Well, if you look at that, what is it? You can click it into it. And there's reasons why we bought into all these positions. So if we go to XLF, financial sector. So what this is, XLF, is a basket of financial stocks. If you want to see what's in it, you can go over to here. So if you buy one share of XLF, here's what you're getting. You're getting shares in Berkshire Hathaway, JP Morgan, Visa, MasterCard, Bank of America, Wells Fargo. It's a great portfolio. So this might be a different play on how to play the Berkshire Hathaway trade, but that's kind of how these things work. So let's go back to our portfolio. And hold on a second, here it goes. So what you're going to see across here is in an open status, we own the stocks, how many shares we own, the last price, the acquisition price, the total cost, the market value, and then over here starts to be our gains and losses. You can see we don't really have any losses here. One of the most recent ones we added to this was OKLO. This is actually a nuclear play that, if you watch my Stock Talk Tuesday about 3 or 4 weeks ago, let's look at when we bought this. We bought this on May 27th, so not less than a month ago. We bought one share at $53 a share. It's up it's up to $59 a share for a total return of 11% in a month. So not all investments are going to look like this. And we're in a market right now that the prices were way low, and I expected them to gradually move up as long as the tensions around the world start to ease, and we also have that tariff thing that we got going on. But let's focus in on today and some investments that I'm thinking of. Okay, so if you guys have anything that you want to talk about, feel free to jump in and put in there. But what I put in here is saying I want some security. And I put in here that I want cybersecurity as well as defense and aerospace. And the reason being is a lot of countries, think of it, is Iran. Iran's probably not going to bomb the United States. But what they can do is they can hit us with a cyber attack. And so can a lot of countries throughout the world. So that might be a play that we're looking into at this time. Instead of the physical, you know, components of these things, let's look at cybersecurity. That's on my thoughts today. But here's what you can look at. You can look at equities and cybersecurity, and then you can also look at defense and aerospace. So these are what I did is I went into ChatGPT, and I analyzed this and said, basically, provide a list of the company names and ETF names on the left and asset classes. And what I want is basically things in the cybersecurity investment field and also defense and aerospace. So the defense and aerospace, we know the administration right now is kind of going to pump up this. But over time, it doesn't matter who the administration is, cybersecurity is going to be a big or very important role in a lot of what we have going in the future. Because when you're investing today, you're investing on where things are going to be and go into the future. So I'm going to focus in on this today. I'm going to focus in on cybersecurity. So if you have any comments you want to make on this or suggestions, feel free. I love buying the ETFs in cybersecurities in basically every kind of asset class out there. And the main reason for it is right through here. Okay, so let's say this, Palo Altos. This one is in the top 10 sector of the software infrastructure. But here's its PE ratio. So what I asked the ChatGPT to do is I said, well, give me its returns, but I also want to know some of its financials. So what I just added into this is just one piece of the puzzle that you need to focus in on. It's called the PE ratio. It's the price divided by the earnings, kind of like the loan to value on your home. Okay, so when you see something like this, Palo Alto has a 116 PE ratio. That means the stock is really pricey based on its earnings. So basically, probably this company doesn't have a lot of earnings history, or they might be just completely putting all their money back into the company to keep building it and building it and building it. But sometimes they have to create a profit and so forth. So would I be in Palo Altos? Not me, because I don't have the risk threshold of 116 PE. Same thing with CrowdStrike. These are fantastic companies and nothing against them, but you have to really look at all the financials behind it. Okay, so then we have I thought it was Fortnite, but we have Fortinet. It's a 43 thing. But here's what I like. I like ETFs. So we're going to look at HAC. HAC is an ETF. So let's go back over to this, the Yahoo Finance, and we're going to put in HAC because I want to see what is HAC and what all securities does it own? What all companies does it own? So we go over to this, and this is Amplified Securities. Let's see what it holds in its portfolio, and it might even hold some of those things that we were looking at. Broadcom, CrowdStrike, Cisco, Palo Alto. So it has these in there, Fortinet. So let's just buy this one so we can get access to all those accounts. So here's what we're looking to do. We're going to take HAC, and we're going to place it over here in our portfolio. We're going to take a look at this over time, but let's just go in, and I always forget to do how to do this. We're going to end in one asset class. We're going to add in HAC. Let's see what this does. Oh, shoot. I think I did this wrong. Let me see how I do this again. Holdings. Create portfolio. Add a symbol. There it is. I'm sorry. HACK, we're going to add in HAC, Amplified, add summary. So we're going to add it in there, and we're going to get in one share. So let's go one share. So that's what we got. So we've added that to our system. So we're going to monitor this. Let me see if it added in there. If not, I'll re-add it in. It's going to be HAC. So over time, as we're watching these, you're going to see how we did. So you're going to come back and say, because here's what a lot of people tell you. They'll tell you to sell stocks and just bail out on anything, on everything. But they don't really follow the trend here. You know, same with real estate. They'll pick out one little sector and say, look, I told you the market's crashing, and they'll pick out Austin, Texas. But then you have Illinois up 10 or 11%. So what I want you to focus in on is the truth behind everything, and we want to focus in on the results, actually results that we can measure. So this is what we're seeing. So far right now, we got HAC. We just added that to our portfolio and a whole bunch of other asset classes down here. If you guys want me to go over these with you, I'd be more than happy to do that. But here's the, when you're trading stocks, here's the ticker symbol that we started talking about. Here's the prices. And then you can get a whole bunch of other details. So if we go back to HAC, we can go down through here and let's look at this. Let's look at a summary of what is HAC. So we're going to start looking at its financials. So a lot of times what I help you try to understand is how do you find these things. So think about what do you know about? So if you don't know about, you know, Bitcoin, don't buy it. You know, do your research until you dive into any of these things, because I'm not a stock advisor. I'm not an investment counselor. I'm not looking for you to do these things with me. I'm looking to just teach you how to do this, how to come up with investment ideas, and then how to do your research. So please don't do any investments on what I'm telling you. This is for educational and entertainment purposes only. It's just, I'm trying to demonstrate how do you do these. So when we go over to this is what we're going to see. First thing we're going to see is what has it done so far this year. So it's been up 13%. Fantastic year so far. We're only in June. Then you go over to down through here and you're going to see the bids, and this is what people are asking for and bidding for when they're looking to buy the stock. You're going to have a day range. So it ranged from 84.12 to 84.89. The 52-week range is $58 to $84. We're basically right at its peak right now. Volume, average volume is 147. Right now it's 201,000, so a little bit more than expected. The yield is 0.13. Not bad for techie stocks. PE's 32. Not bad. Net asset value. And then it gives you a whole bunch of other information here. And then you can look into the risk portfolio. You know, how risky is this for your threshold? You can go down through here. Year-to-date return, 12%. Five-year average returns, 13.4%. Let's go over to performance. So there's a lot of data that you can find out just by using systems that I'm providing you, and basically all this is for free. If you look at its returns through here, and there's a whole bunch of different areas through there. So that's basically kind of education on different thoughts on how I invest, especially when I was younger. And you guys have so many tools now that I didn't have. Used to have to go into like S&P indexes and things like that to analyze these stock prices and do a lot of this math behind the scenes. But nowadays, with everything basically at our fingertips, you can do all this right in the comfort of even your phone and your car. So I was hoping that you can understand a little bit more on how to invest, the basics of investing. And if you have any questions, I'd love to be able to answer for you. But again, I'm not a stock advisor. I do this because so many people comment in the bottom of my videos. They're like, Dan, nobody has any money. We're all poor. Inflation's high and everything else like that. But if you do go into, this is an interesting thing, if that's your thoughts, I'm going to put in how many millionaires were created in 2024. Let's see. Over 684,000 new millionaires were created in the United States in 2024. So if you're struggling, you need to understand how the rich are getting richer, and unfortunately, why the poor are getting poorer. So that's my report for today, folks. My main emphasis is in my job is I'm actually a mortgage loan officer. So I work at a federal bank that makes me federally licensed all throughout the country as well as Puerto Rico. So if you're out there trying to buy that first house or maybe looking to refinance, I'd love to be able to help you. I do reports every day to explain what's going on with these things and the whys behind it. And we have a slogan here at my team is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? Well, you can visit me at therateupdate.com, and you can find out all the questions and basically everything you need to know about real estate. And if you'd like to reach out to me with any other questions that you have in regards to this or real estate, love to be able to answer anything that you have. So go to therateupdate.com. You can give us a call right through here. Again, guys, we're not financial planners. We are mortgage people, and that's what we do for a living. So you can ask Dan right through here, schedule a consultation here and here. And if you're looking to buy your a new home, check out. You might qualify. You just might qualify for this $7,000 down payment assistance program as long as you're at 80% or lower of the area median income of where you live. And I explained it in the video. You might be eligible for this. So just reach out and give me a call. See if I can help. So that's it for today, folks. I greatly appreciate you being here once again with me. And I'll be back tomorrow. We're going to show you how we price loans